Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Well, the good news, labor force participation is at a Trump era all-time high. At 63%, a little over 63% in January. Manufacturing jobs are up 13,000 in January alone, 487,000 under Trump so far. Wow. But what is good news for America is bad news for the Democrats. Here's a headline, quote, Pelosi on jobs report. GOP attitude disrespects workers, dishonors our values, and damages our economy, end quote. You got to be kidding me. It appears the Democrats are going all in for abortion. Are they going too far too fast? Have they finally gone after a bridge too far? Mueller blames Russian collusion for interfering with his investigation into Russian collusion. And Kaepernick's attorney, Garagos, I guess that's how you say it, blamed Russia for the controversy surrounding his client. Called it a Russian disinformation effort, yeah? Uh-huh. And he believes the NFL are colluding, his word, with Trump to block Kaep from playing. So it's collusion all around. Texas found 58,000 non-citizens registered to vote. Pennsylvania found an additional 11,000. California, as we know, is rife with voter fraud up and down the coast. And one example, thousands more registered voters than there are American citizens in Los Angeles alone. And all of this is only the tip of a massive iceberg. It will surely sink this ship of states. Mexico's president's policy to combat violence in Mexico? Well, here it is. End the war on drugs, of course. Specifically, stop pursuing drug lords. That's what he said. He told us he wants peace with the cartels. Yeah. Jussie Smollett attacked. He's the guy on Empire, that Fox show. The LGBTQ activist, actor, allegedly was robed and then bleached. Maxine Waters blames Trump. Of course she does. Bloomberg wants to disarm you, but he wants to have armed guards protect his alma mater. That's so typical. Largest drug bust on fentanyl in U.S. history at the border. Yeah, I don't even know what this stuff is. Some kind of opiate, I understand. It's, 50 times stronger than heroin or some crazy thing like that? I understand enough was confiscated there at the border to kill more than 50 million people. Ocasio opines on gender privilege, you know, white privilege. Now there's gender privilege. What next? Beauty privilege? That's one you don't want to, they don't want to talk about in Hollywood. How about height privilege? How about strength? This is just getting, stupid. All right, California, what's this? California rules against the use of pronouns, he or she, in committee hearings? Wow. I have to look into that, but I can tell you, I might not get to it, so just in case I don't, that's not really the whole story, but what she did there is so foolish. You have to use the word they instead of he or she. And when you start constructing sentences that way, it actually doesn't make any sense. You got to put the word they in italics, I guess, and put a footnote down there. It's just getting ridiculous. My friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Well, it doth appear the Democrats are going all in the gamble that the American people really like this business of killing babies in the womb. The fact is, however, only 15% of Americans support abortion throughout pregnancy. So they're taking a huge risk here, or are they? I'm having a difficult time getting my head around why the Democrats have decided that now is a good time to expose their most radical elements of their agenda on everything. Socialism, the whole thing. New York, as you know, recently legalized killing babies all the way up to the moment before they breach the womb, or as the Bible puts it, opens the matrix. And the governor over there in Virginia is on record supporting post-birth abortion. Yeah, killing a baby after it's been born. This has gone another step past Obama's support for allowing a baby to die on a cold steel table of the abortuary after a botched abortion. Nathan, however, is nicer. He wants the baby to be made comfortable while the mother and her doctor discuss whether or not to allow the baby to live. Yeah, listen to the audio of this, the undoctored one, you know, that I think was, I can't remember right now which network it was, one of them, maybe CNBC, one of those guys, that they were trying to help Governor out of his quagmire that he made for himself in that video where he explains clearly for all of us what his law means. To illustrate what his law would mean, he described a scenario in which the baby's born unviable or severely deformed, as he put it. And if the doctors can resuscitate the child, then the baby would be kept comfortable while the doctor and the mother discuss whether or not to terminate the life of the baby after it has been born. Now, there are all kinds of problems with this. First, there's some confusion in what he's saying. The medical language is viable or non-viable, not unviable. Non-viable has a very strict definition, but unviable, I'm not sure what the definition would be unless it's to be non-viable. But in the context of what he said, it doesn't make sense. Anyway, arguments have been put forward, my friends, that it's not a viable pregnancy if the parents or the mother believe she cannot afford to provide for the child or for other reasons can't provide for the child. Or the child will be a burden to her or something like this. Also, if the state is on the hook for this, well, the state's definition of viable pregnancy is impacted by financial concerns that take into consideration things like the child's likelihood of maturing into a productive member of society. Oh, yeah. You know, and that, of course, is determined by the state. Wonder who they'll hire for that job. Severely deformed. Well, I don't know if you've ever had the pleasure to meet and engage with children with a condition called cerebral palsy. Someone would consider these children as severely deformed. I think it's very sad. They're beautiful, wonderful children. But someone could also consider a severe cleft palate to be a deformity in this category, costing many thousands of dollars to correct, certain heart conditions and so on. I mean, it goes on and on. Anything they decide is a reason to eliminate a baby can become the reasons they decide to eliminate the elderly. You know, life becomes valued not by the intrinsic value of human life as a gift from God, but rather as a commodity evaluated for its potential contribution, weighted against the cost and inconvenience required to give it needed care. They're reducing human life to a measurement of input versus output. Now, this seems totally antithetical, doesn't it, to everything liberalism has at least pretended to be about in years past? Reducing the value of human life to its impact on the bottom line? Huh? And the problem is it puts men in the seat of God deciding these matters. And when you put men in the place or in the seat of God, you've got big problems coming, friend. There are some things that need to be left with God. If you take the time to evaluate what's going on in this country, I mean, every controversy that's bothering us now in our social discourse devolves to this. Man trying to take God's place in society. Take the abortion issue. Man deciding what baby should live and which baby should die. I mean, whether it's the mother, the state, or whoever. Euthanasia, taking the matter of death in old age from God and putting it into the hands of men. At first, it's put into the hands of, say, in the case of abortion, the mother, who will decide for her baby, her and her doctor. And it's put into the hands of the individual to decide whether or not he or she wants to go on living, and so decide to put the burden on the government to kill them. Later, it's taken from the mother, though, and from the individual, and it's put into the hands of the state. That's invariably where this is going to go. The state will decide whether or not, you know, it's not right anyway. But you need to understand, this goes finally to the place where the state will decide whether or not your baby should live or whether or not your grandmother or grandfather should go on living. Now, take the gender issue. God assigns gender at birth, called cisgender nowadays, I understand. Unbelievable. But men want to take that away from God and decide gender for themselves. You know, the farther our nation moves from God, the more issues that are best left in the hands of our incorruptible God are being taken and put into the hands of corruptible men. And this is very, very dangerous. It is a formula for disaster. Disaster for human rights all around, for liberty, for freedom. When you allow government to give you the power to kill a 9-month-old baby under the cover of law, you have undermined the very basis for every right you have. If you could take away the most fundamental human right, the right to life, from an infant because it is too small and too weak to defend him or herself from you, You don't see that you have undermined your own right to life? Wake up. You've given it away. How far a step is it from killing a baby at 9 months old or even after the baby's born and you discover it has issues that will be burdensome to you financially or personally, to the government deciding to eliminate people it considers unduly burdensome to the interests of society? When are we going to start seeing propaganda from the government like they did in Hitler's Germany, showing pictures of invalids greedily taking money from the government coffers in order to justify getting the people to support killing these as social parasites? My friend, it's unreal where we're going here. We build handicapped restrooms, provide handicapped parking, ramps, all this kind of stuff, and we're being told, really, we should not have allowed these people to be born. Anyone who has held a newborn baby, please, these people in New York, in Virginia, although the proposal there failed to pass, I understand, but Connecticut and elsewhere, restrictions against abortion are being repealed. While at the same time in other states, abortions are being yet more strictly controlled and restricted, in some cases being virtually blocked, we're really at a crossroads here in this battle. And the whole thing is absurd, my friend. Abortion was never a constitutional right in the first place. And yet liberals elevate that right above, and I mean literally above, every other right. And they'll subordinate important fundamental rights in order to support that one. You cannot undermine the most fundamental of human rights, the right to life, without compromising the integrity of every other human right. I mean, it's the very foundation of it. And look how this has progressed. You know, at first it was killing babies hidden away from our sight in the wombs of their mothers, and don't let anybody show you a picture of it because, you know, and so on, you know, with certain restrictions. And then to partial birth abortions, remember that business, and all the brouhaha that stirred. And then now to the place that they advocate abortions throughout all weeks of pregnancy, even during birth. Yeah, Democrat Kathy Tran, a delegate representative in the Virginia House of Delegates, introduced a bill that would allow for a woman to receive an abortion even at the time she was dilating if it was determined having the baby would compromise her health. And included in the meaning of the word health here, it's made clear, is mental health. Now, argued to be physical health because they want to get around, you see what they're doing? And the health issue will be determined privately between the mother in consultation with her doctor. So depending on the moral persuasion of the doctor and or the mother, if she felt having the baby would simply be too much for her to handle, she could decide to murder the baby. This reveals exactly how far liberals are willing to go in stripping all and any rights from the most helpless among us. Her bill did not pass, thank God. But you know, at the same time this woman was presenting her bill to kill babies up to the moment they're born, she also introduced a bill to protect something called the fall cankerworm from being eliminated by pesticides during certain months. I kid you not. Now, I don't know the particulars of her concern for the cankerworm, but that stands beside her effort to remove any and all protections from the unborn baby as, and on the word I was heading towards is the word ironic, but I get there and I realize that word isn't going to cut it. It has to be morbid, macabre, gruesome, grotesque, hideous, loathsome, repugnant, repulsive, sickening. Is there a word that would include all of these? Well, abominable. An abomination to God and man. This abominable Mario Cuomo and the abominable Kathy Tran and the rest of them. Anyone who would so glibly dismiss the right to life to a helpless infant will, without conscience, violate every right you have. And you're watching this develop right in front of your eyeballs. So what's the answer? Well, my friend, it begins by turning back to the God of our fathers. It starts by returning to the house of God, getting back to the Bible. Hold on to the break. I'll be right back.
Recently, I co-authored a book titled Prayer First with my dear friend and colleague, evangelist Dr. Benny Beckham. I would like to send it to you free. Go to our website, santamarialighthouse.org, and register for the Spiritual Gifts course titled Unwrapping Your Spiritual Gifts. And not only will you receive free of charge the digital textbooks for each of these courses, but you will also receive a free copy of my newest published physical book, Prayer First. To all who register for any course by February 6th, the book is free, and I'll cover shipping for anyone within the continental United States. So go to santamarialighthouse.org and register for any of our current courses to receive Prayer First for free.
Call 805-714-7731 or go to santamarialighthouse.org.
Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. Your brain masseur and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Mario Cuomo, governor of New York, and Virginia governor Ralph Northam, and Virginia House of Delegates member Kathy Tran, and we can throw Pelosi in there, Obama, Hillary, and all the rest are perfectly okay with murdering 9-month-old babies right up to the time of their birth, or in Northam's case, even after they're born. These people are willing to take away the constitutionally recognized inalienable right to life from a helpless infant in the name of a supposed right of the mother to not be inconvenienced by a pregnancy. Yeah, that's what we're talking about here. These same people are taking away our inalienable right, our constitutionally recognized right to free speech in the name of the supposed right of someone to not be offended by what we say. This is insane, and God help us, it must stop. The same abominable man that signed the infamous baby murdering law in New York with glee and great personal satisfaction is, it appears, toying with the idea of making it legal to ban people in New York who wear MAGA hats from being served in restaurants or showing up at any business establishment, it seems. Literally, he said Trump supporters are not a protected class. Now, to be clear, what he is saying is that while it is true food servers, for example, have a right to refuse service to anyone, there are laws that prohibit discrimination against certain protected classes, such as blacks, under the "you cannot discriminate on the basis of race" laws. Now, let me clarify that for you. Truthfully, the designation "protected class" is a misnomer, and it's problematic. It's offensive on so many levels and just wrong legally. The people who are offended by class-structured societies are literally the ones who are creating classes within our society, privileged classes, and that's just wrong. And second, there is no law that creates a protected class. No, that's just, you've been fooled. Even though that language has worked its way into legal parlance, there is no law that says you cannot discriminate against any specified class of people. The law says you cannot discriminate against anyone on the basis of their race, religion, and it goes on. Now, that applies evenly to everyone, you see. Otherwise, you're setting up a certain privileged class, which is something Americans traditionally find abhorrent. Okay, let's look into this brouhaha over the MAGA hat. The liberals are really disturbed by that hat, you've probably noticed. And, friend, it is not because it has any kind of historical association with racism, because it does not. A friend, I did some research on this whole allegation that Trump is a racist. Have you ever wondered why no one ever stipulates specific grievances to support the claim? It isn't because there aren't any. I mean, they've got some manufactured stuff out there. It's because when they are looked at closely, it becomes obvious the claim is baseless. Now, I will do a show where I go over line by line each of the so-called proofs that Trump is a racist in another show. But just think about this. No one called him a racist until after he beat Hillary. I mean, virtually no one. He had issues with allegations about housing discrimination back in 1970. And his decision was, rather than wrestle it down through the courts at great expense, he settled by paying some fines. But he alleges his policies were not racist. He could have won that in court. He vigorously denies it and claims that his so-called profiling was about character to take care of his property and the means to pay the rent. And if it happened to be the case that several, if perhaps most of those who were rejected on that criteria happened to be black, well, that's not racism. He's made some generalized statements about black people that are not, I don't like it, but they're not unlike some of the generalizations Obama has made about people of faith. Remember the God and Gunslinger statement? Very offensive, and some other things that he said. Or the generalizations that have been made by many on the left about Jews. You've heard them. Jesse Hyde Jackson et al. Thank you, Savage. Or even the outright bigoted and mean-spirited and vicious statements made by some black leaders about whites. But I must not go over into this too much right now. But I've done my homework here, and I've looked very carefully at all the evidence that purports to support the allegation that Trump is a racist, and it simply does not hold up. My friend, a racist is someone who hates another person only on the basis of their race. If someone points out some one or another German, or shall I say Austrian stereotype, it doesn't offend me. There are some characteristics that Germans and Austrians seem to share in common. But if someone specifically attacks me or judges me based on that stereotype, and in doing so, it goes so far as to encroach upon my rights, well, now we're talking about racism here. Anyway, I really do need to do a show on that. I need to do it soon because this is really getting out of hand. This assumption that's being created by the left that Trump is a racist. He is not. I mean, the Clintons, and you can hardly get more representative of progressivism than the Clintons, right? Oh, they loved Trump. And virtually all of Hollywood loved him too, you know. You never heard anybody go after him like they do now. But all of this changed when he beat Hillary out of the White House. And then adding to that, when he came down on the conservative side of virtually every favorite liberal issue. It's not been much talked of, or at all, so far as I know. But some of what you are seeing in the reaction of the left to Trump, well, it's what we see all the time from these people when one of their own strays from the party line, right? I mean, they just obliterate them. They're mean, hateful. Furthermore, anyone who follows the Brain Massage Show knows I did not support candidate Trump. I didn't see anything in his past record leading up to his election that gave me any reason to believe he would be the president that he's turned out to be. There has been a conversion, my friend, and whether or not it's spiritual, I don't know. I think so, by the way, but I don't know. However, I can clearly see he's had a political conversion. He has settled down on issues that he used to waffle on, and he's steered this ship of state fairly straight forward according to the principles he articulated in his candidacy. And he has faithfully attempted to keep every single promise he has made to us, every one of them. And no president has a better record at that than this president does. So adding to the injury he inflicted upon those he used to call friends is the fact that he has aggressively and successfully pursued a conservative agenda that is, frankly, undermining everything the left has been trying to do in this country and to this country for decades. And I say God bless him. So back to the MAGA hat. The idea that it represents racism is a flat-out lie. This president has done more for blacks by doing what is right for all of us than any president, than the entire Democrat Party has ever done for the blacks or anyone else by trying to serve some special interest. Folks, I'm telling you, do what's right for everybody and everybody gets what's right. You know, try to do right by a certain group, it's never going to work out. The thing about natural and inalienable rights is that they belong to each individual personally, but at the same time, they are universal in that they apply to everybody equally. A special right for this person or that group and so on, you know, as belonging exclusively to that person or group, well, you will invariably, you will, by necessity, you're going to encroach upon the inalienable and natural rights of others. The MAGA hat has nothing to do with racism, but it has everything to do with American exceptionalism. Nothing threatens the left in this country more than a movement that will unite all Americans around one interest common to all. Let's make America great again is powerful because it cuts through all the bovine droppings. It cuts through all the racist talk. It cuts through class envy. It simply goes to the heart of every red-blooded American who loves this country or who wants to love this country. And it calls them together, it rallies them together into a common cause that everybody can and should support. Make America great again. But it's a huge threat to the globalist agenda, let me tell you. It stirs up a lot of trouble on the left. So on every level, MAGA hits the nerves of these people who hate America and want to sink her down to third world status like socialism has done everywhere else. Like it has done in Venezuela, for example. Look at Venezuela. There you go. That's where the Democrat Party is taking you. That's where California is headed, by the way. The MAGA hat is a visceral threat to the left because it cuts through all their noise and racket about race and gender and all the other junk, and it just goes right to the heart of what would unite every American in this country to a cause that's just, let's make America great again. And a great America is the best protection for freedom around the world. And that's what the MAGA hat represents. And so I say, get a MAGA hat. Wear it humbly. Every person, whether you support Trump or not, if you love this country, if you care about freedom here and around the world, get that hat and wear it for the love of God and country, for the love of freedom. Because that's what the MAGA slogan really means. All right, it's time to begin my wrap-up of another really big shoe. let's see. Let's look quickly at the alleged attack on, I think you pronounce it, Jussie Smollett. It sort of goes with my comments about the MAGA hat. Now, bear in mind that Smollett is an LGBTQ activist, and he's black. And his crime is regarded, the crime against him, is regarded by him and his friends as a hate crime against blacks and homosexuals. Smollett is open about his LGBTQ position. I don't know which he is, but he's openly homosexual. I understand Smollett left a subway and was accosted by a couple of thugs that put a rope around his neck and abused him, throwing some bleach on him. The police noted that he was found with a noose around his neck. Maxine Waters blames Trump. Nothing's been said about these guys wearing MAGA hats, but if they can contrive to make that happen, they will. Oh, man. But Maxine believes that Trump's racism and the anti-LGBTQ statements he's made or policies that he's followed has encouraged this kind of behavior. Of course, why these things happened before Trump isn't explained. But anyway, first, there are some questions we are waiting to be cleared up as we look at these allegations. We don't understand yet why Smollett shows no signs of abuse. And we know bruising, although he allegedly went to a hospital, so I think there's going to have to be some corroborating evidence to that. But we don't know why none of the video cameras covering the area of the alleged attack show any attack took place, not even an altercation between Smollett and anybody else in the area where he claims this took place. But, you know, we'll see. They're still looking into it. Let's assume it did occur. I think the benefit of doubt is certainly appropriate. I mean, the guy's fairly well known. It would be pretty hard to pull a hoax off like this without considerable amount of cooperation from some others. Anyway, may God bring to justice the lowlife scum that committed this heinous crime. Now, I said this relates in a marginal way, but I think significantly nonetheless, to the liberals' frothing at the mouth behavior over the MAGA hat. How so? Well, Smollett is an out-there-in-your-face LGBTQ activist. He brings that on in just about everything he does. So he is a public representation of the LGBTQ movement. Just his very presence infuriates some people, provokes them to all sorts of anger, and disturbs them, apparently. I'm not one of them, by the way. I'm just saying that there are some crazy people out there who are triggered by guys like Smollett walking into their subways and in living in their world, right? It's living on the same worth they do. Ridiculous, bigoted, small-minded people who apparently cannot control their rage when they're triggered by the presence of someone who dresses or presents himself in a way offensive to them, that identifies with a movement or political persuasion they despise or resent or, frankly, feel threatened by. Do you hear what I'm saying? So you know where I'm going, right? Nothing excuses this behavior, nothing. Not the fact that this guy is queer, and that's their word, not mine. Not the fact that he advocates for a lifestyle that is considered by some repulsive, perverse, unnatural, and, I'll add, very dangerous health-wise. None of these things are justifications for treating this man or any man in this terrible way. It's wrong. That's it. Whether or not they might argue that Jussie Smollett triggered them by being a pro-homosexual activist threatening everything they believe in. So why do the liberals justify hatred, bile, even physical assault when someone wears a token of what they believe in, what they promote, something like, let's make America great again? You can't have it both ways, Mario. You can't have it both ways, liberal, progressive, you guys. Either it's wrong to attack someone because you don't agree with what they represent, or it's okay if they trigger you in some way because they represent something you don't believe in. Every American who believes what is needed today is to make America great again ought to go buy a MAGA hat and wear it humbly and indeed prayerfully. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. Now you let me know you see they're on. Let others know about the show and recruit some other listeners and some helpers in this cause. Or you could call me and say lights off. And that means you reject what I'm saying and disagree with me. And that's okay too. So call me at 805-314-2114. That's 805-314-2114. Or email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. That's it. Put the two words together, brainmassage.net. And find the contact button, send me an email. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.